Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in that third and final set. We heard ESG off of the 1983 Come Away with ESG release with The Beach. Before ESG, we heard Fib off of the Heavy Lifting new release and the track Real Heat. And I really love that one. For Fib, we heard Scritti Politti off the 1978 Skank Block Baloney single, and the track Is and Ought the Western World. Before Scritti Politti, we heard W2 off the 1980 W2 demo tape with Toxic Love. Before W2, we heard Casual Hex and their new single, The System. For Casual Hex, we heard Des Dare and his new single, Light Touch of the Man Spreader. And we started that set with Budgie off the 1972 Squawk release with Drugstore Woman. Well, guys, I am just about out of time, and I really hope you enjoyed this hour of music, and I hope it changed your mood for the better. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and thanks for chatting with me on the live message board. It's always a great time. I really appreciate you all commenting and listening out there each and every week. I hope you all enjoyed today's show as much as I enjoyed putting it together. And with that, I will leave you with the Millennium and the track, The Know-It-All. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, and I will be back with more moods for you again next week. See you all then.
Thank you. in love. You best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed.
People painted on that side of my heart, just standing.
this is Lee Hazelwood. I'd like for you to meet four darlings called the Honey Limited. They're gonna sing a song about a guy named,
welcome to Crayons to Perfume. I'm your host, Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl. Thank you so much for being here today. Today got a little bit of everything. It's mostly a request show, thanks to all the Crayons to Perfume listeners and their excellent taste. I think you'll find it's a really great show. However, this first opening set I put together for you from some more recent purchases, some favorites, and well, kind of a request for one of the songs. We just heard from the Honey Limited and Louie Louie. I have wanted that single for so long, and I finally have a copy of it, obviously produced by Lee Hazelwood, because he introduces the group, the Honey Limited, who were previously the Mama Cats out of Detroit. They have one really, really hard to find single, and I played both sides of that for you many times in the past. It's just a fantastic combination of garage and soul. And they still have kind of that element in the Honey Limited, but also a heaping helping of laid back California vibes, I guess you could call it. The girls went out to California, stayed with one of their aunts, apparently partook in many West Coast traditions while they were there, and ended up getting an audition with Lee Hazelwood in 1968 and changed into a little bit more of that soft pop direction. In the middle of that set, we heard The Meantime, which is such a great name for this group, a period between two events. And The Meantime, recorded in the period between The Raindrops, when that early 60s girl group sound that The Raindrops had wasn't much of a thing anymore, and when Ellie Greenwich was going solo. That was Friday Kind of Monday, Ellie Greenwich, Jeff Barry. That one goes out to Eric. He didn't request that on my show. He requested it on another show, but hey, I'm going to play it for you anyway, Eric. And we started that set with A New World and Mary Lou and The World of Love, another one of those kind of soft rock singles, that one from 1969. We're going to start off this next set with a few more of my personal picks, and I hope you enjoy them. As I said, today's show is really varied, all kinds of great requests and interesting international cuts that I've sprinkled throughout the show, including one of the few South American records that I have. This is the only South American girl group that I have. These are the Mosquitas.
Bye. Mortimer, Mortimer Peabody, qui a fait 100 ans de guerre du côté anglais, est un fantôme féroce qui ne me pardonne pas d'avoir choisi pour mes noces un mari François. Et Mortimer, toutes les nuits, en colère me crie. Petula, Petula, what do you do there? Petula, Petula, loin de l'Angleterre. Petula, Petula, I don't understand. Petula, Petula, come back to England. Remember Piccadilly and Christmas pudding. A trahi. Mon ancêtre Mortimer, Mortimer Peabody, a perdu une autre guerre contre les Français. Il s'est si bien habitué au ciel de Paris qu'il ne peut plus la quitter, même pour une nuit. Quand je vais à
some other girl is making you look twice at me.
that our listeners have some amazing taste. Thank you so much to Tim for requesting some Dionne Warwick. That was This Empty Place from 1963. Before that, another request from Eric R. Eric R. requested Madeline Bell's Picture Me Gone. And before that, some of my picks. From 1965, Petula Clark and Qui Fais-tu la Petula? Who is killing the Petula? That was from a Disc Vogue 7-inch. We heard from the Pleasure Seekers and Locked in Your Love from a compilation of their music on Sundays Records called What a Way to Die. They were another all-female Detroit, this time all-girl band, featuring the beloved Suzy Quatro and the Quatro Sisters. Before that, Irma and the Fascinators, featuring Irma Jackson, and Lost Love, that came from the compilation Scepter Records, Out in the Streets, again, the Soul Sounds of Scepter. And we started with Argentina's La Mosquitas, an all-girl group who recorded one album and quite a handful of 45s. They all have such a fantastic Latin flavor. That was Siempre Bailo con la Mas Fee. I hope you're all doing okay today. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And thank you so much for everybody who's given such great requests. This next set is an all-request set. We're going to start off this one requested by listener Wu.
There he goes across the street. You know, the boy at school. The one that never says much.
So
he turns me on.
You're lazy, but you can be smart if you try.
The man says, I'll make him fly. Elliott's dancer and the man who says I make him fly.
You're tuned to Crayons to Perfume here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. And that was a set of listener requests. That last one, Gail Garnett for Jay and I Make Him Fly from 1966. Her voice is just so sublime. And then another one for Eric R. This is one of his favorites. He requests this every time we have a request show. And I am so happy to play it for you. Jackie DeShannon and Should I Cry on her album, Breaking It Up with the Beatles on Tour. And then for Chili Mac Pagoda, that's his username moniker on the chat board, more Detroit Girls, the Debutantes, and their version of The Animals We Gotta Get Out of This Place. For Dawn, I played Jersey City's Jelly Beans and Baby Be Mine, more from Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Berry, this time as songwriters. And then for Kells, Dolly Parton and another one of her great girl group singles, Don't Drop Out. And starting that set off with listener Woo's request, Sedina and I Want That Boy. I've got one more set for you today. And this next one is for Mom Wake, who will be presenting her favorite musical memories this week on the drop-in program, Saturday at 6 p.m. Mom Wake requested a classic from the Crystals.
See the way he walks down the street. That's the way he shuffles his feet. My ho, his head up high when he goes walking by. He's my guy. When he holds my
that's no reason why we can't. Surfing season is certainly upon us here where I live in Southern California, and I'm sure, and it's coming soon in the rest of North America. Don't know that it's surfing season quite in Australia. Little Patty from Australia, requested by Laura Panic from Australia. Surfing Time Again from 1964. Before that, requested by Dawn, we heard Pussycat and La La Lu, and then requested by Rock and Soul's own Matt Clark of Tuesday evening's most excellent What's Happening program. That was Mina and No. And at the start of that set for Mom Wig, The Crystals, and He's a Rebel from 1962. Mom Wigs Drop-In is coming up this Saturday at 6 p.m. And then the next week, it will be Gail the Snail's drop-in entitled As Seen on TV. So two great drop-ins coming up in the next 2 weeks that you won't want to miss right here on Rock and Soul Radio Saturday at 6 p.m. I'll be back again this Sunday night at 8 p.m. filling in for Richard Wigg on The Wig Out playing my Canadian Blastables. So I would love if you could meet me there. Thank you once again to everyone for these great, great requests. I really appreciate it. You guys know how to put together a great show. I really love knowing what you love, and it's always good to hear from you when you have a request. And speaking of great shows, Rotations is on next, so keep your dial tuned here to Rock and Soul Radio. Thank you so much for being here with me today. That's it for me. Good night.
say she has a little baby. I don't care if she will bring me sorrow. I've got to see that girl. Baby, there's no lie.
that midnight hour till the day that I die. Yeah, all right. Gonna get to that midnight hour, yeah. Bye bye, baby. Woo! See you at the midnight hour tonight now. Yeah.
De verdad y le invité a pasear.